What's up, everybody? Hey, this is Scott Waite, and this is the Great Waite podcast on Anchor and Google Podcast and Pocket Cast and anywhere that you can find a podcast. So this is going to be the supersized edition of my podcast on here. Normally, I do a longer version on the Facebook page. We go live. I decided to do a little bit longer version today. Here with you guys because it's Super Bowl week. Let's make it supersized, make it super fun. So let's get right into it, man. We got a lot to cover today. We're going to go over my weekend. We're going to go over a local controversy brewing here with a popular comedy show. And then I'm going to give you guys my Super Bowl picks, who I think will win. So let's get right to it. Boom, boom, boom. All right, so guys, we are getting into this podcast, guys. Been a great weekend so far. Week started off a little rough with me personally, but the weekend was fun. My girlfriend was away with a girls' weekend out, which is pretty awesome. You know, you got to in a relationship and learning. You know, sometimes it's good to have some time away from each other. I know my girlfriend enjoys it. I can be a little too much sometimes. So while she was out playing in Disneyland, having a little bit of an adventure, I hit up a couple shows. I did a shows with my buddies from Sinful Stand Up. They are a MMJ group that do a lot of the local shows for them, the dispensaries, and you know. And as a clean Mormon comic, I mean, it's just perfect branding, you know. Weed smokers, potheads, Mormon comics. I mean, what could go wrong, right? So it was a fun show. My buddy Matthew Blair and George Sandoval, those guys put together really great shows. I love doing their shows. I'll do them every time they ask me. It was fun. We were outside. It was basically in like people like the kind of cabana pool area. We had some technical difficulties. The PA wasn't working hot, but you know what? Still had fun. Worked out some new material. It was hit or miss. I got some good laughs, you know, and so for me, I love, if it's not a book show, I like to kind of throw out some new material, some new jokes, kind of see what's going on, and I'm still kind of finding my voice in comedy, so 3 years in, I'm still working on it. Not sure that's good or bad, but it's what it is. And then the next day, Saturday, I was over at Stand Up Live, part of the Kill Tony show, watched that, they crushed it. It's a fun little live podcast. It kind of gave me some good notes on how to do podcasts a little bit better, you know, especially doing it live. My good friends, Thomas Eppolito, Avery Gingry, and Ross Denzel got to be called up, along with like four other like fans of the show, I guess. I mean, people had never done comedy, got up there to do a minute. They did okay. I got grilled pretty good. My buddies crushed it. Avery had a great set. He won Royal Rumble tickets. That's how well he did. Thomas, man, was the all-star, the MVP of the show. The guy had the entire audience laughing. I mean, it was a good crowd. He was like 600 people. He did really well. So did Ross. And so very, very proud of those guys, man. Seriously, I was blown away. It was a great show. And then again, came back to my regular work week. And so that's kind of what I was doing, man, this weekend. Hopefully you guys had a good weekend too. Let me know. All right, guys. Now we are on to the second part of the podcast here. I talk a little bit about what's going on. Local news in the comedy scene. Found out something a bit controversial, so bear with me. I won't get too graphic with my details, but found out that a local show may be under fire for initially scheduling a comedian, then releasing that comedian from a headline spot, and then backpedaling and, again, from what it seems like, bringing that comedian back on to do the show, which is coming up this Sunday. It's a headline show over at the Sixth Sense Theater in Phoenix with my buddy Derek McFarlane, who runs Castaway Comedy. He is not the person that is in trouble. His headliner, a guy by the name of Steve Maxwell, is in trouble because he's been accused by another fellow comedian, the female comic, right? Comedian is what you say it, of raping her, which again is a strong accusation. She has not filed a report. We've told her to. I don't know if she's planning on doing that. Again, that's her choice. We can't. It's like anybody. You can't tell them what they can, what they should and shouldn't do. You can offer suggestions as a friend, and if they do it, great. If they don't do it, hey, that's up to them. And we're not going to ever fault them for that. But I do stand behind her 100%. From what it sounds like, this happened back in December of 2017. They had an incident where he raped her. I didn't want to get too graphic with her and ask her the details. Again, when someone says that, you just take it at face value. But what ended up happening is that she's made these accusations. My buddy Derek had planned to have this gentleman headline December of last year, 2018. Then once these allegations came out, my friend, she let it be known that, hey, this guy raped me, sexually assaulted me. I don't think that's cool that he's headlining. You shouldn't have this guy who is accused of this doing that. And so he, again, obliged at that point, did some digging, found out, pulled the guy from that show in December. Come to find out that he then rescheduled that for this Sunday, February 3rd, to have this guy, Steve Maxwell, be the headliner. Once that came out, my friend got very, very agitated and angry, rightfully so. Again, seeing your accuser being basically given a platform to headline, which is a 30-minute set here with his show, obviously she wasn't too happy about that. Words have been exchanged. Shots have been fired, quote-unquote, across Facebook, and because of all the uproar and everything, my buddy Derek has decided to backpedal. As of this point, I think the show's going on. I don't know if Steve is still headlining. Derek did release a video kind of updating everybody about it. From what it sounded like, he was kind of being apologetic, but kind of not taking ownership of why he's keeping this guy on the show. But like I said, that is between him, Steve, and my friend. Again, this is one of those things that's been going on, and it's hard. Again, it's, as comedians, sometimes, we joke about things that, toe the line, or we may cross the line as comedians, we may be controversial. But, like I mentioned about the R. Kelly thing on my live Facebook podcast last week, sometimes it's hard to separate the art from the artist, and in this situation, I've only done a few open mics with Steve. There's a place called Queen's Lounge here in Phoenix. It's kind of it's a dive bar. I don't know if it's an LGBTQ thing. From what he seemed okay. Like, again, initially met the guy, he seemed all right. I never really had any issues with him. He ran a good show. But now that I know this, I'm moving forward. I'm no longer going to be doing those shows. I don't really do them anyways, but I want to avoid that, because you don't want anything tainted. You don't want to be in a situation where you're tainted with somebody. It's not a good thing. So, and then secondly, the other thing though is my buddy Derek runs a Tuesday night open mic at Kalina's down Phoenix, which has been a good show. It's been running for 4 years, one of the longer open mics here locally that's been going on lately. But he may be in danger of losing that because of this whole backlash, which I think it would be unfortunate. Derek's a good guy. Like I said, I know Derek. I've been working with him the 3 years I've been in comedy. I've done his show a few times. But I feel really terrible about him, you know. This one mistake, quote unquote, it may cost him a lot of things, which I don't think is fortunate for him. It's not his fault. Again, you know, it's not like he was a rapist, but dude, with respect to my friend, though, I understand how she feels, you know, again, feeling like he's supporting, you know, a rapist giving him a platform, which isn't fair, which isn't right, but, you know, it's like anything, like, you know, the whole Louis C.K. thing, you know, of course, he did damage control, you know, stayed out of the limelight for a while, and then started kind of slowly getting back in the thick of things, you know, Aziz Ansari with his situation with the girl writing what ended up becoming really a false story. That hurt him for a little bit. Now he's kind of starting out doing comedy. Now I don't know the full extent of everything. With Steve, I would love to get his side. I'd love to find some more information about out from Derek exactly what's going on. I'll keep you guys posted on this story. But as far as I know, that's what's going on locally in the comedian scene. And then me, I'll be doing some shows tonight possibly. And maybe doing Monkey Pants. I'm Tempe, so if you're near Southern Rule or Southern Mill, come check me out there. I'll be doing a set, I believe, tonight. And if not, I may be doing a show Wednesday over at the bar in Phoenix. So I'll post that on my website. Go check out greatweightmedia.com. I'll post my shows coming up. So, and on to the next one, which will be my Super Bowl picks. All right, now to a little bit more levity, a little bit more the lighter side of news and life. Now this week is Super Bowl week. Again, my teams are not in the Super Bowl. A little bit about me. I am a San Francisco 49ers fan and a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I'm still waiting for the day that they will play each other in the Super Bowl. Hopefully that happens before in my lifetime. I am almost 40. We have had some couple of close calls before, mainly in the 90s when we were both kind of good, you know, when, you know, Steve Young and Rice were tearing it up and Steve and Terrell Owens. And then, of course, the Garcia, Owens and Stokes era. And then Steelers with, you know, Bubby Brissell and those guys. But, you know, one day, that's my dream, is that they're going to play each other. In fact, I think it would be awesome. My dream scenario is that it's the Niners or Steelers Super Bowl in one of their stadiums, either Heinz Field or the new Levi Stadium. I'm still pulling for it. I'm hoping within the next 10 years when I hit it big with the comedy or the podcasting or the, you know, music, you know, something, right? Something entertaining-wise. If I can make it out there, man, that is my goal, my dream. I'm pulling for it, just like I'm pulling for a Celtics and Blazers finals in the NBA and a St. Louis Cardinals-Oakland Athletics World Series. And if all those happen in the same year, I'll be very, very, very nervous. I will feel like the apocalypse is coming and that Christ will probably be coming back in onto the world. And so I will be repenting gratefully when that does happen. And so, anyways, man, Super Bowl week. It's cool. You know, again, if you're a sports fan, it's awesome. You know, obviously, because it's the biggest football game of the year, you're going to see a couple great teams playing. This weekend, you've got the New England Patriots, of course, who are just mind-numbing awesome. I hate them. I hate their guts. I hate them with a passion. They are like the L.A. Lakers to me. I hate them. But part of it is because of jealousy, because they're so damn successful. And they're always doing, you know, they have a great organization. Robert Kraft runs that organization really great. Of course, they got Bill Belichick, one of the best coaches to have coached the game. And then you've got Tom Brady, who, you know, people, you know, he is, again, come playoff time, the guy's incredible. Probably one of the best, you know, quarterbacks to play the game. You know, again, he's won, what, He's been this is his ninth Super Bowl. He's won five of them. And what's surprising, all of his losses have come to all NFC East teams. So he's lost to the Giants twice and the Eagles once. So hopefully, we'll see. Maybe the NFC West champion and NFC champion Rams can make it two different conferences from the NFC that he will lose to. So we'll see. And then, of course, you got the upstart Rams. They moved back to L.A. from St. Louis, spurning St. Louis in, because their owner, Stan Kroenke, wanted basically to have a team in L.A., owns property. He's from L.A., owns. I found out the Forum now. So he revitalized the Forum. He's revitalized the downtown area now. For L.A., he's been a big boom for them. I mean, I'm sure, like, L.A., there's going to be a lot of bandwagon fans now there. Like, oh, the Rams are winning. I want to support the Rams because L.A., a bunch of fair-weather fans. I love my L.A. fans, but I know you guys are fair-weather fans because your sports teams. And rightfully so because, hey, you got too many options out in L.A. You know, it's the entertainment capital. You don't necessarily have to worry about sports like a lot of other places. So I completely get it, and I understand. But so you're going to be looking at one of the best coaches that play to ever coach the game, one of the best quarterbacks that have played the game, versus an upstart team that is probably one of the best offenses going around. So a lot of people ask me, hey, who do I think is going to win? Like I say, when it's not my teams, you know, it's hard for me to pick somebody. How I look at it, though, personally, is I think I just want an exciting game. I want to be a lot, you know, for me, it's like the NBA All-Star game. I want a lot of scoring, and then come down to like last quarter being a defensive battle, you know, come down the last quarter winning it. I personally think it's going to, I don't know, man, honestly, unless the Patriots cheat again. And they deflate some footballs, and they are spying on the Rams like they did last time. I don't know. Instinctively, I think it's going to be the Patriots. I want to say Patriots are going to win, like, in the final minutes on a field goal like they did last time. I'm thinking 30-27 is my prediction. Yeah, it's either going to be a close game. Or I think if the Rams do win, the Rams are going to blow them out. It's going to be like a 44-17 Rams win or a 30-27 nail-biter for the Patriots. And then, but the other part of the Super Bowl that everybody loves are the commercials. I heard now this year it's like $5 million for a commercial. I obviously don't have that money. I would love to be able to spend $5 million on a commercial. Not going to happen, not for a long time at least. I mean, I would have to be super, super successful for that to happen. And I don't think that's going to happen. Nope, not for sure. So, but I'm looking forward to the commercials. My favorite ones are always the beer ones. You know, I don't drink beer. You know, of course, being from a member of the Church of Jesus Christ, you know, we don't drink, of course, but those Budweiser commercials are always on point. Geico always has great commercials. The movie trailers are going to be pretty sweet. I hear we're going to get a glimpse of Episode 9 of Star Wars, which will be pretty interesting to see. So we'll see what happens. And boom, boom, that is the end of my podcast, my little weekend recap. I'll be doing these each and every either Monday or Tuesday. And then again, you'll get the live Facebook podcast sometime this week. I'm hoping either do it Thursday, Friday, if not before the end of the week, before the Super Bowl. And check that out on the Great Weight Podcast over at facebook.com/great, GR8W8PC. Not politically correct, but podcast. What up? And then also, again, you can follow us over at Great Weight Media. And Great Weight will always be spelled GR8W8. So it's GR8W8 Media, MEDIA, Instagram. The website is same thing, GR8W8MEDIA.com. Become a fan. Thanks.